You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 4th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me Friday, technology permitting, to get in on the action. This is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. Twins lose today in the season finale and series finale with the Cincinnati Reds. Jorge Polanco hit another home run, but that would be it. Luis Castillo was great for Cincinnati. I did not expect the Twins to win this game. Charlie Barnes was good the first time through the order, and then, as is the case with Griffin Jackson, sometimes with Bailey Ober, get through the lineup a second time, and things can kind of go sour. And I like Charlie Barnes. I think he has decent stuff. But the problem is, and I've said it a lot, when you have a 90-mile-an-hour fastball and your stuff to complement it or your command to complement it is not elite, you're going to get beat the second time through the order. And that's why a lot of those guys will get moved to the bullpen, pump up the fastball a little bit to 90, you know, for Barnes, who throws like 90, 91. Pump it up, try to give him a four-seamer instead of a sinker to 93, 94, and then you have something there potentially of a left-handed reliever. But right now, I just don't think he has the stuff or the command to make up for it a second time through a lineup. That could change. You know, his command could improve, and we could see that change for him. But right now, it's not where it needs to be for him to get through a major league lineup more than one time. But good for Charlie, you know, getting some opportunities here with the Twins. And again, I thought he was good the first time through the order today. It's a game that, again, I didn't expect the Twins to win. Luis Castillo's been so good for the Reds. If you haven't, go listen to my crossover episode with Jeff Carr, host of Lockdown Reds. We had a really fun time talking about the trade deadline, talking about this series, things we've seen from both our teams. And Jeff's just a great guy, so go listen to that episode if you haven't. It's a prospect day today, and it's time to talk about prospects, and it's a really good day to do it. I'm going to give notes on all of my top 30 Twins prospects. I've re-ranked my top 30 after the trade deadline. I have notes on all of them. We're going to talk about them today, and it's a great day to do it because there was a walk-off tonight for a Twins top prospect and a guy that I think Twins fans should be really excited about. He walks it off. It's Austin Martin for the Wichita Wind Surge. The newest Wind Surge member walks it off tonight with a single. Martin had a big game. He had a double. He walked. He got hit by a pitch. He's okay. And then a walk-off single to cap it off and give the Wind Surge a victory. Bottom of the ninth, it was bases loaded with two outs. He gets in an 0-2 count, and he battles back and gets a hit to right field and opposite field single to win it for the Surge. Austin Martin's ranked second on my prospect list to only Royce Lewis. And there's been some debate. Is Austin Martin the top prospect in the Twins system? I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you if you said he was. But right now, I think with Royce, I'm just going to continue to be bullish on the fact that I think his power potential is 480, 500 slugging percentage potential. I think he can be a 320, 330 on base guy. I think he's going to be potentially, and this is a scary comp, but I've comped him before, like his high end to a Javi Baez, and the defense is not going to be there. But as an offensive player, the high end of Javi Baez, I think when Javi's more in the 310, 320 on base range, and Royce, you know, I think could be there. I think he's going to be an aggressive hitter. I think he's going to chase a lot, but I also think there's going to be a lot of power, and if he can just reel it in and hit anything other than a fastball, he's going to be a really good major leaguer because he's so quick, so talented, and has all the tools to be great. I still am bullish on Royce Lewis and his upside coming back from ACL surgery. I have Austin Martin second. He's hitting 281 this year, 425 on base. That was coming into tonight. Walk rate's just under 15%. We talked a lot about Martin last week when the Twins made this trade, and it's just the on-base ability, the ability to control the strike zone. And there are questions about the power. He had a flyout to the warning track tonight and then had a double that bounced up against the wall. So maybe the power is going to start to come here in Wichita, and that would be a huge development. Fourth on my list, I have Yoan Duran, who's still rehabbing from an elbow injury. I hope Duran can come back soon. He's probably my favorite pitching prospect that the Twins have just because, and he's fourth. Jordan Balazovic is third. But I want to talk about Duran because of the upside as well. And it reminds me, Duran, I think, and Lewis are complementary as prospects, because I think they both have the higher upside but maybe the lower floor. And then Martin and Jordan Balazovic, I think, have higher floors but maybe more capped upside. Jordan Balazovic, I have third in his last 8 1/3 innings pitched. He's given up 11 hits, 972 ERA. Opponents are hitting 306 off him. He's come back down to earth a little bit. I don't think this is him. It's really been an up and down year for him in Wichita. He had that scoreless streak of 25 and 2/3 innings or whatever it was. After some early troubles, or he started off really nicely, had some troubles in multiple starts, and then had that great run, and now in his last two starts has gotten beaten up pretty badly. It'll be interesting to see how he bounces back. He's still young, you know, he's working his way through Double A. He's never been there, and we'll see how he responds to a little bit of adversity. But I have Lewis, Martin, Balazovic, Duran, and then number five is Jose Miranda. He went 2 for 5 today, but he just keeps getting it done. And we expect, and I wait for Jose Miranda to fall off, but in his last 18 games, he's hit .375, .425 on base, slugged .688 for the St. Paul Saints. Keep getting the question, when are we going to see him? When are we going to see him? When are we going to see him? Well, he's blocked. You know, he's blocked at the major league level right now. If Josh Donaldson heads to the injured list at any point, which I think is more likely than unlikely, I think you're going to see Miranda get an extended look at third base. I also think that once they bring him up, they want him to have a regular spot every day. And I don't think they want to jerk him around. They don't want to get him out of his groove there at AAA. And as much as this season sucks, we want to see the prospects. You don't want to impact his development just to bring him up. But he is hitting well enough to come up and play for the Twins. There's no question about it. He's done it consistently all year. He's been one of the best hitters in the minor leagues at the high levels of the minors, and he continues to get it done. 2 for 5 today. Number six, I have Chase Petty, Twins first-round pick, 18-year-old. Love the stuff, obviously. The fastball, the slider, big-time combo. It's a big if, especially with a prep pitcher. But if he stays healthy and he continues to develop, I think his floor in some ways is to be a really high-end reliever. And I hope that he ends up being a starter, but I think he has a higher floor if he can stay healthy, and that's the floor, right, is staying healthy. But love the stuff, Chase Petty, high upside. I have Simeon Woods-Richardson 7. It could go either way, 6 and 7 there. I think with Woods-Richardson, if he was having a better year and his command hadn't kind of left him this year, I would have him just over Petty. But people say, you know, Petty's only 18 years old. How can you project him? Woods Richardson's only 20, and yes, he's already at Double A, and that's certainly not a knock. But again, I'd like to see the command come back before I throw him right into my top five. He just hasn't had a good enough year for me to feel good about that, especially with the velocity down. That's a 10-mile-an-hour difference potentially with his fastball and Petty's fastball, and that's important. You know, stuff is important. Let's talk about 8 through 12 and more after the break. We got another first-round pick and some more exciting guys. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Twins once a week. Yes, you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to here every day. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. Can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Twins room is live. Download the Green Room app today. That's Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Number eight, I have Keone Kivaco, and Keone's been really good. Twins first-round pick in 2019. In 12 games since returning from the injury list, he's hit .271 on base, .375. He's got 4 extra base hits, slugging .417. He's been a lot better at the plate for Fort Myers since coming back. I like Keone, and similar to Royce, the tools are all there, but he just needs to continue to develop at the plate. And he looks like he is, you know, on base .375 in the last 12 games, like I said, so that's great to see. Joe Ryan's going to start for Team USA Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Over in Tokyo. He pitched his last outing. He went 6 innings, 5 hits, gave up a run, 5 strikeouts. Fastball plays up. It's not a huge fastball. Joe Ryan, Twins got in the Nelson Cruz deal from Tampa Bay. But some deception there. Really nice command and has great numbers in the minors. I think Joe Ryan's a guy to be excited about. Matt Cantorino, 10th. Cantorino was one of the risers early on. Cedar Rapids, he was just a beast. Like, he was on his way to Wichita in due time, and then unfortunately gets shut down with an elbow issue of his own, but he's ramping back up, and I think he's going to make some starts at the end of the year, maybe in Wichita, if he continues to thrive. This stuff is huge on him, too. 97, 98 fastball, big-time breaking ball. Reliever concern just because his windup is so herky-jerky, and you're already seeing some elbow issues here with him. But love the upside with Cantorino, and he's potentially a guy out of Rice University who had four pitches he can command. That could be a product of the pipeline that we've been waiting for. 11th, I have Gilberto Celestino. And people are kind of down on Celestino, I think, because he didn't look very good in Minnesota, but he's raking in St. Paul. Hit a home run today, and since he's been demoted, he's got a couple home runs. He's looked really, really good. I think he learned a lot from being in Minnesota, seeing big league pitching. The defense is there. I think the bat is going to be there, and at the very least, I think he'll be a really solid utility outfielder for the Twins in a couple years. I like Celestino. Twins got him in the Ryan Pressly deal. 12th, Josh Winder has struggled, and we talked about Winder a lot, and when these guys thrive, you want to talk about them and tweet about them. You also need to when they're not doing so well. It's important to highlight that. He's got a 4.67 ERA in July. Well, that was in July. Now it's August, but opponents were hitting just 219 with a 254 on base percentage. Home runs have become a little bit of an issue for Winder, and for a guy who throws as many strikes as he does, that's a concern. But 94, 95 fastball stuff is great. Command's great. I think Winder's going to be up at the end of this year if he can put it together a little bit better at St. Paul. Matt Wallner, I have 13th. Forest Lake native. He's hitting 267, slugging 644 in 11 games since his return. He's striking out way too much, and that's why he's so low. Love the power with Wallner. He's in Cedar Rapids. 6'4", I think he's like 250, like beast left-handed bat. Big time power, but the strikeouts, you continue to watch that. The contact, he's got to be able to make contact more consistently, but the power's there, and he certainly has upside. Noah Miller, the shortstop drafted by the Twins, admittedly have to see him in games and see, you know, how he fares in those games before we make a judgment call on him, but he slots in at 14 just because it seems like he's a polished defender already, and we'll see where the bat progresses. 15, Aaron Sabato, and coming into today, he's hitting just .178 in his last 13 games. It's been a really tough year for Sabato, Twins first-round pick in 2020, but he has two home runs today, and that's important. Hits two home runs. We'll see if he can parlay that into more goods, as we say. 16th, Alaric Solari, another pick in 2020, second-round pick, I think it was, for the Twins. Tools for days, came out of Tennessee, was crushing the baseball at Tennessee. I think people are lower on Solari than they should be. I'm excited about him. He's had an injury, so hasn't gotten any action this year in the minor leagues. But you look at the numbers, and he just crushed at Tennessee. And there's some defensive questions, as there are with a lot of guys the Twins draft, and as there is with number 17 on this list. But I think Solari's going to hit, and he's super athletic. I'm excited about him. Brent Rooker, 17th, I have on my list. 275, 356 on base, slugged 575 in 10 games since the call. He had a bad day today in Cincinnati, but has looked, for the most part, really, really good. And I'm excited to see what Brent Rooker does for the rest of the season. Drew Strotman at 18. He went 4 1/3 for the Saints, gave up 3 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, a strikeout. I think he gave up 2 homers. Strotman, the Twins got for Tampa last week, or 2 weeks ago now, in the Nelson Cruz deal, along with Joe Ryan. Maybe better pure stuff than Ryan, but the command is not really close, and we'll see if he can reel that in at St. Paul, and then hopefully for the Twins at some point this year. 19th, Edouard Julian, we've talked about a lot, but in his last 13 games, he's hitting just .167, .286 on base percentage. Got a call up to Cedar Rapids. Julian's been one of the breakouts in the minor leagues this year for the Twins, but hasn't quite put it together yet at Cedar Rapids. He had a nice start and has since cooled off. We'll see how he responds. 20th, I have Miziel Urbina, who homered today. High upside. He's still young. He's hitting just .186 in his last 18 games in Fort Myers. But Urbina, another high upside guy. Emmanuel Rodriguez, outfielder as well, along with Urbina, is hitting just .186. But he's got a .357 on base percentage. He's slugging .465 in 14 games for the Florida Gulf Coast League Twins. Emmanuel Rodriguez, another international signing with some upside. Louis Varland, I have 22nd, St. Paul native. Varland, 16 innings, 0 earned runs, 17 strikeouts in 3 starts for Cedar Rapids. Got moved up after just a phenomenal beginning to the season at Fort Myers. Has been moved up to Cedar Rapids, and he's been really, really good. 7 walks, you got to watch that. But the numbers are there, and Varland, I mean, there's reason to be excited. The fastball's way up. The stuff is up. And I think Varland could find himself in Wichita by the end of this year if he keeps it going. Let's finish up 23 through 30 after the break. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar has 12 original flavors, but they've added 6 new flavors as well. And these improved Built Bars are even deliciouser. Plus, Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, full of protein, full of fiber, and great for a keto diet. And the peanut butter bar, only 5 grams of net carbs for a type 1 diabetic like me. That is huge. Plus, right now, Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, so listen closely. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you also get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. My favorite flavors include the coconut almond, the peanut butter, the banana bread. Use promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. Number 23, I have Chris Vallemont, right-hander, 8 1/3, 10.8 ERA, 12 strikeouts, 8 walks in his last 2 starts. So what you're noticing here is recently a lot of these guys have struggled. There's some really nice performances in here, like Miranda just continues to do it, and Austin Martin, obviously. But there are some concerning lines. Vallemont has struggled with his command, and we've seen at times how dominant he can be, and he's in Wichita. But recently, along with Balazovic, just hasn't been as good. Spencer Steer in Wichita has been pretty good. 9 extra base hits in his last 16 games. He got a promotion. He's underrated, he's an infielder, second baseman, like utility type. Underrated breakout season for Spencer Steer. He's shown some big-time power. Slugging .583 in his last 16 games. Is hitting .283. Hit a home run tonight as well. Cole Sands I have at 25, Florida State pitching prospect. 11 2/3, 3.09 ERA, 17 strikeouts, 2 walks since returning. I think he had an elbow injury as well. Wander Javier, I have at 26. Twins fans have known that name for a long time. He's hitting just .237, .262 on base, slugging .407 in his last 14 games. Just can't consistently put it together. And at a certain point, you just got to drop him out of here because he's not doing it. You know, he's not putting it together at Cedar Rapids, high A. Offensively, just consistently can't keep it going, and at a certain point, yes, you have to drop him. Griffin Jackson, I have at 27, and he could be a fast riser through here if he continues to pitch well for the Twins, put himself in a position for next year. 9 innings, 2.00 ERA, 8 strikeouts in his last 2 starts for the Twins. Jackson, I've talked about a lot after his starts. I think he would really benefit from moving to the bullpen because his slider has been really solid this year. Is getting swings and misses, you know, weak contact. I think if you put him in the bullpen, his fastball is going to play up, and I think his slider is going to be nasty out of there. If you spotted him up against righties, I think he would really thrive. His changeups work decently, so you want to keep him as a starter and see what he can do now. But I think my opinion would be is you can have him as a long relief option next year because I do think one time through the order, Jax would be really effective, and I'm excited to see what he does in that case. I realized I forgot Bailey Ober on this list. Bailey Ober would slot in like 13th or 14th. I would put Ober probably 14th on this list. I've liked what I've seen from him. I think people are excited, as they should be. Fastball has played way up for Ober, and that deception with the size as well has played up. Still question marks about the secondary stuff and whether he'll play for more than one time through the order, because we've seen him get beat around a little bit in the middle of games. But reason to be excited about Ober too. It's kind of a trio here with the St. Paul Saints that we've seen with Jax, Ober, and now Charlie Barnes. Similar in some ways. And in other ways, I think the fastballs play up more than the velocity shows, and that's truly the case with Bailey Ober. 28th, I have Nick Gordon, and this sucks because I want Nick Gordon to be a regular for the Twins. I think that would be an amazing story, but he's hit just .200 over his last 14 games in Minnesota or for the Twins. And I think Gordon, yes, as like an emergency option in center field makes some sense, and I think he could carve himself a role onto the roster next year, but he's got to be able to hit better than that. .263 on base percentage. The plate discipline just isn't there. He needs to draw more walks, and he slugged just .286 over those 14 games. So we'll see what Nick can do with playing time here at the end of the year, but he's got to do one thing better, you know, and whether that be draw walks or go to the opposite field more or hit for a little bit more power, he's got to do something better to kind of put himself back into the conversation for me. Marco Raya, I have at 29. Twins drafted him in 2020. We had an episode with Marco Raya. He seems like a great kid, right-handed pitcher out of high school. Again, big-time stuff, great slider. And I think there's a reason to be excited about him. 30th, I have Giovanni Moran, 9 2/3, 2.79 ERA, 17 strikeouts, 4 walks for the Saints out of the bullpen. The changeup's legit. Moran is a left-hander, and his changeup has been devastating. I think righties are hitting 085 against him this year, which is crazy. And I do think you're going to see Moran up with the Twins before the end of the season. But when you look at this top 30, and we're missing guys. We're missing Yennier Cano. You know, I forgot to even put Bailey Ober on here. Missing guys completely off the list. It reminds you how deep this system is. And there's a mix of upside and there's a mix of high floors. And I know guys, a lot of these guys have struggled recently. At least these guys, you know, in the top 30. But I think there is a lot to be excited about in this system, especially with this top 10 and especially with the arms now that they've added with Woods Richardson, with Petty, with Ryan, with Strotman, with all these guys. I think there's a reason to be excited. And Jose Miranda just has given us a ray of light all year and a reason to believe that next year he could hold that third base spot if Josh Donaldson's gone. You know, and I think he's given the Twins, he's put himself in the conversation for sure. And I've got him now as a top 5 prospect. Did not see that coming. And then Austin Martin. I mean, it's just exciting to see the Twins acquire him. He's looked so good through 2 games at Wichita. Everything that was advertised is there, and then maybe a little bit more with the power hitting balls to the fence as well. And we'll see how that power develops. But I like this system. I like the system more today than I did a week ago or even 2 weeks ago. And I'm excited to see what happens here in the minor leagues. We'll continue to update next week. We'll have a prospect day as well, looking at all these performances. I know that was really quick and fast-paced. If you ever have any prospect questions, just shoot me a tweet at NashWalker9. You can DM me. You can DM the show at Lockdown Twins, or you can shoot out a tweet. Ask about anyone, any of the Twins prospects. I'll tell you what I know, what I like, what I don't like, where I think they'll fit in, ETAs, all that stuff. I follow the minor leagues very closely. So hit me up if you need anything on that, and just you know, reach out if you want to talk Twins. You have any questions I can talk about on the show, or we can just you know, handle it on the DMs. But thanks for listening. Have a great day. Go Twins, and hopefully 4-game series with the Astros, the Twins can not get embarrassed. We'll see what happens, and we'll have episodes Thursday and Friday. Thanks for joining me.